Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get an interview because many companies use software to screen applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. You need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. When you interview at Express, they'll assess your skills, they'll connect you with available jobs, and they'll team up with you in your job search. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, distribution, information technology. Tired of applying and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today to speak with professionals connected to available jobs in your community. Express never charges a job seeker to find employment. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. Apply online. Expresspros.com or visit an office near you today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Oh, yeah, welcome to the show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Amy's back hurts.
Yeah.
Did you do anything to it?
Well, apparently in my L4 and L5 area, I have irritated the root nerve.
Okay, you've been talking to somebody, huh?
Yeah, my new physical therapist.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. What happened to your chiropractor?
He is now. I had to go to a different one that also does physical therapy. And he also is doing something called needling on me.
Oh, boy.
Where he sticks needles in my back and attaches little electric pads to it and sends pulses through my back. Like, bzz,
bzz. So basically, he's just charging you for things.
Amazing things. I feel better. Honestly, I do. And I have physical therapy, like homework, that I have to do every day.
You have to pay for that?
No, I do it at home.
I know, but you have to like...
It's part of the whole package.
Yeah.
And then after, you know, I do that, I also have like a three-step process I have to complete in my brain. Like I have to, before I bend over to do anything, like wash my face at the sink or... you know, get dog food out of her little pail or brush my teeth. Like I have to, I have a 3-step process that I have to do to prepare my back to bend over.
Which is what?
Well, I mean, it's hard to describe it, but basically I have to, step one, tighten my stomach. muscles. Step three, stick my butt sort of out so that I don't like roll it under.
Step two is the butt out.
Oh, sorry. Step two is butt out. Step three is then kind of squat with my knees so that
I mean, you're describing it kind of hot. Like, it's like, take your stomach and stick your butt out and squat
I can picture
down.
It.
Like, it doesn't sound very technical. This doctor has her like, and take your ankle, put it behind your head. And
shut up. It is not.
She hit me with the shut up, everybody.
She did.
Because this is serious. Like, it hurts. Like, I can't. Common things like washing my face in the sink, that hurts me and it irritates me. But
I know.
Now,
you know what you should do? Wear a low cut shirt. Step one.
No. Nobody's around when I'm doing this. It's just funny to like watch me like go to my sink and then be like, okay, tighten abs, butt out, leg squat. And then I'm like, okay, I can wash my face.
It doesn't sound. I don't like you describing it like that.
What? You're the one that told me to describe it. I was leaving it at a three-step process, but then you asked me what the three steps were.
All right. Let's get the show started. Amy's like, first I lick my lips.
Y'all are rude.
Then I run my finger down my chin.
My L4 and L5 are whack.
I know what that means.
Yeah, stop talking about whacking. All right, here we go. Let's get going here.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This 9-year-old Tyler is on a mission to give as many donuts to as many police officers as possible. His nickname is Donut Boy. 6 weeks going all over to all the police stations to give as many cops donuts as possible. He's given out 7,000 donuts.
7,000?
Yeah, and people are donating to him to give donuts. Here's my question. I don't know. And by the way, I think this is awesome because this is a 9-year-old like wanting to give cops donuts.
Yeah, Donut Boy.
Isn't it, though, like, the stereotype that cops like donuts?
Yes,
absolutely.
Like,
totally
I started to think, what if he just, like, gave him a bagel or something?
Right.
You know, something, so it's not the stereotype. It's still a good thing. Nobody hates a donut.
Or, like, a muffin?
Or a muffin. Yeah, yeah. And I'm not hating at all. I just start to think in my head, like, if I were to go, hey, you get a donut, walk up to a cop and just give him a donut, I think he'd get mad at me.
I agree with you totally.
But he's 9. That's a good thing.
Yeah, then he'd be Muffin Boy or something. He's Donut Boy. Gotta do donuts.
Is Donut Boy that much cooler than Muffin Boy in your head?
I think so.
That's a cool thing, though. No, Tyler, that's good. 9 years old, man. I see you.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
You found out they have code names for callers that call the show, huh?
Yeah.
So
I didn't know about this until I was in the glass room and I heard a code Amy and I was like, I'm sorry, what?
So what happens is there's our studio where we sit, us that speak on the radio, and then the producers are in a glass room. We can see them, but there's this barrier that stops the sound from coming through. And so Mike D, who answers the phones, he has code names for callers. Like, for example, code Amy.
Yeah.
What's that mean, Mike D?
If they're rambling just a little bit, you gotta coach them.
Yeah.
On what they want to say. That's a code Amy.
So if it's a code Amy call.
Yeah. They're long-winded.
They're long-winded.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Code Amy. You may not make it on the air, by the way, if you pull a code Amy.
A code Amy. Now, what's a code lunchbox?
A code lunchbox. They're really excited, and they have something to say, but sometimes they'll get on the air and say something completely different.
Like, they go completely rogue.
They go rogue. It's a lunchbox.
That's a code.
Okay.
I'm excited about life. I'm cool with that. That's a good code.
Yeah, what's code Bobby?
The caller sounds really clear, smart to the point. You put him right on the air. That's a code Bobby.
Okay. What? That's code Bobby?
Yeah.
I only heard code Amy and code lunchbox. It's interesting to know that there's code Bobby. If
you're very really smart and to the point.
And you know what you're talking about and you're sharp.
I didn't make this up. Don't mess with me.
I know you didn't. I'm the one that discovered that they had codes back there. I didn't know they'd been like, we got a code Amy online too. I'm like, what? Okay, code Bobby. Okay, so now callers know what kind of caller they need to be to get on the air, like ASAP.
No, they all get on the air.
Well, I said ASAP.
What's if they don't get on? Is that anything?
No.
No?
That's just code bad?
That's just bad.
All right. Well, that's a little behind the scenes for you.
Bobby.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, y'all.
Positivity time on Tuesday.
Tell me something good.
When a semi plowed full speed into a group of cars stopped for construction on I-24 in Southern Illinois, it caused a chain reaction, 8-car pileup. A group of music industry executives were riding motorcycles out of the crash, and they just jumped off their bikes and started pulling people from the cars. They pulled 10 people from cars. It's like all these, the video is crazy. They just start pulling people out of cars. They jump off their bikes and start pulling people out.
Wow.
It's insane. But yeah, the truck, boom, nails it. And these guys pull them. Cars caught fire. They were like, they knew because gas was everywhere. Not that the cars will just blow up like in the movies, but they knew because there was gas everywhere that the ground was going to catch fire if anything hit it.
Whoa.
And here they are just pulling. Yeah, it's crazy. So shout out to those guys. Amy?
Well, this Wisconsin mom named Amber, she has invented something called the Child Save Car Seat. And so what you do when you put your kid in it is you attach this little thing to the baby's heart, which monitors his heart rate and the temperature of the car seat. If any time the child is like left in the car seat for too long and it gets too hot, especially in the summer months, an alarm will sound so parents will know if their baby is just uncomfortable, too hot, overheating, or worst case scenario, if you left your baby in the hot car.
Lunchbox.
After 3 years, a family gets their dog back. The kid was 5 years old when his best friend, his little lab, went missing. They didn't know where it went. 3 years later, they get a call. It'd been microchipped, you know. They found it a state away. Boom. Reunited.
Woo-woo. Wow, look at that. Woo-woo.
Welcome home. Woo-woo.
Oh, boy. There you go. Tell me something, guys.
Bobby Bones.
There's a hashtag my reality TV show would be. So I have a couple in for each of you guys. Hashtag is my reality TV show would be. Amy?
Oh, my God.
My Dirk's Addiction.
Oh.
No, I'm coming up with them, not you.
Oh, okay.
What did you say? What was your funny answer?
Oh.
I didn't have it yet.
I thought you said something like...
No, I was like, oh, gosh, mine would
broccoli
be something...
Broccoli apocalypse. Broccolipse. No, Amy says, my Dirk's Addiction. Okay. And, or, I married an action hero.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hashtag my reality TV show would be Lunchbox. 19 naps and counting.
I get it. After the Duggars. Funny.
Or say yes to the mess.
I get it. Like after the dress. I get it.
No, about how disgusting your house is.
I get it. And my car.
Eddie.
Come on.
Toddlers and tequila.
Yeah. That's so me.
Arriba.
Eddie. Two kids and stopping.
That's me too. I'm done.
Yeah, that's it. You're done.
I love it.
I only care. You guys can make one up for me if you want. I didn't really have a good one for me because I'm not that. Everything about me is pretty normal.
What?
Yeah.
No.
So instead of rich kids of Beverly Hills, I was going to do like poor kids of Mountain Pine.
Oh, I was going to say soft and sissy.
Oh, man, that's rough.
What's that after?
Sissy and soft. I just, whatever. Huh.
What about alone and afraid?
Yeah, that's good.
That was good, right?
Naked.
How about fully clothed and confident?
Yes. Well, there's got to be more.
Hold on, what other? I'm trying to think.
Lunchbox. These are all like parodies. Lunch is making them up. Like,
you got to have it.
He's
the
like,
show.
How about?
What was Amy's? Dirk's
sad
is not a show.
Yeah, huh?
What?
Sad and stupid.
It
with,
was about addiction.
Yeah, my Dirk's addiction.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Like, okay. My strange addiction. I get it.
Yeah,
okay.
He's just now catching on.
Hey, hold on. Yeah. I'll catch up.
Hey, come around tomorrow, Lunchbox.
Tomorrow.
Have some of these.
Man, I'm about to come up with some of these. I like reality shows, but I'm trying to think of Bobby, how they relate to Bobby.
Well, there was another one for Eddie. Party down south of the border.
Okay. That's dumb.
What do you mean?
That's dumb.
Okay.
Bobby's is work shore.
Okay, that's
another dumb one.
What?
Like Jersey Shore.
But all he does is work.
I don't think Lunchbox gets to the game.
No, he doesn't. I just didn't think
How about Amy's? Here's another one for Amy. Instead of keeping up with the Kardashians, it's keeping up with Amy's belongings.
Oh, I like it because you lose everything.
Oh, yeah, that's so funny.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Everyone hates theirs.
Maybe I got another Lunchbox one. Pimp my Altima.
Man, I see... Dang it, I can't do that one.
You can't do what?
I was trying to think of one for you.
Oh, I know, Bobby's.
What?
Go ahead.
Love at first, never.
What?
Dang.
You guys are hurtful, okay?
Wait, Mary?
You guys are hurtful.
Mine was
you're
like
hurtful.
Love at first sight. But
mine are funny, and they have to do with like Mexico and losing things. Where's and you? Amy's like, how about you're sad and suck at relationships?
Married at first, never.
Oh, man. See, I was trying to do one, but I can't do it because Maury's like, you're not the dad. That's not a reality show.
Okay.
Dang it.
He needs 2 days, Bones. Give him 2 days.
Yeah, he needs one. Okay.
Because I was trying to go off Teen Mom. No. You know what I mean? Like,
no, we're done.
Real
no,
world.
No,
hold
don't
on.
Stop.
Survivor.
We're not spitballing a bit
Little
on the
Housewives.
Air.
Little Housewives.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Nothing.
No.
That's it.
I watch a bunch. Like,
all right.
American Idol.
Keep working with them. We'll come back. All right. Thank you. Come
the
back.
The Voice.
In a
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A father has been arrested after he let his 13-year-old drive, and he drove his car right into a pond. His dad was trying to teach him how to drive, and he said, yeah, go ahead, take the wheel.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
13-year-old left the road, boop, 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 right into a pond.
Did they get out?
Oh, yeah, they got out. They're okay, but they got charged with child endangerment.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because he let
Should
his...
Oh, man. I bet that didn't happen in, like, the country.
Nope.
Because the cop had been like,
I understand.
You know what? Live and learn.
Right.
Wow.
So you lose a car and you go to jail. I'm Lunchbox. Wow. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
It's funny. We have a new girl in our studio, and she does our web stuff. Her name's Morgan number two right now. And she mentioned she'd like to see college, Amy. Have you heard this?
Yeah.
What does that mean, Morgan number two? What? Because you're 23.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you've been out of college how long?
Like a year and a half now.
Oh, yeah. So I've been out for like over 15 years.
What does it mean that you want to see college, Amy?
So, like, I go out a lot and you guys always kind of make fun of me for it. And I was
No, we're jealous of you and we use that as a way to share our jealousy. Go ahead.
So, Amy, I asked her what she was doing this weekend and she was like, I'm just going to hang out at the house. I was like, well, you should come out with me sometime. I want to see crazy college Amy, because she said she used to drink a lot in college, so I want to see it.
I remember Amy. I remember kind of college Amy. I caught you right after. I'm slightly post-college Amy. One of my first experiences with Amy at a bar was...
I was at a wedding, to be fair. I had been at a wedding all day.
But I saw you at a bar. Amy comes up to me and she's
after
in,
a wedding.
She's in her like bridesmaid dress.
Okay.
She's got a huge cut down to her entire side of her leg.
Where she had fallen over.
Oh, wow.
She'd been drinking all day.
It's one of those nights.
It was one of those nights. And I was like,
college roommate getting married.
Okay, like, this whatever. Girl goes hard.
Real college.
Like, she's all battered up from falling down and drinking all day.
No, I wasn't going hard.
Once Amy got bit in the head. Remember when Carl was bit her in the head?
Yep.
And got bloody head at the bar?
Yeah, but I was designated driver that night, DD.
Mm.
And it just looked like I wasn't because I had blood streaming down my forehead.
So what's college, Amy?
That's what I was wondering. I was like, what is college, Amy? But I assume probably, yeah, going out, being way more social, not wanting to miss a thing.
You're
like
a dancer, though.
Dancing. Oh, for sure.
She used to tell us, Morgan number two.
I know. It's so dumb.
Oh. She used to tell us that when she danced, people watched. Like, if she was that good of a dancer. Yeah. Lunchbox.
Oh, no. Her exact quote was, when I go to the dance floor, people take notice and they stop what they're doing and they watch.
It was with one particular, like, really good friend of mine. Like, we would dance. Like, he just was really good at, like, spinning and doing all that kind of stuff. He was a good leader and I was a good follower. So, like, we did a lot of events where we would dance or, like, wedding. You know, it was that time of our life when there was a lot of things where there was dancing.
I just remember stopping. Once I was walking down the street and I saw him, like, four blocks away and I stopped and just watched. It was amazing.
Okay. I was just following. It was really
like,
his lead.
Wow.
Were you a big beer drinker?
No, I mean, yeah, Michelob Ultra Light, like not like real beer, but pomegranate flavor or something.
And you went to Texas A&M, so you kind of had to fit the culture of Texas A&M party life.
Yeah, but back then there was still that, I don't think I was worried about sugar or caloric intake, so it was like Smirnoff Ice and pina coladas or daiquiris or something.
In the next few months, will you go out with her on a Friday or Saturday night and do her 23-year-old thing?
What does she do?
Oh, my goodness. She's dead for a week.
I can't recover from that.
In the next 90 days.
What?
Will you go out and do a Friday or Saturday night?
I could have children in the next 90 days.
But, Amy, I need a commitment from you.
That's a lot. How late do I have to stay out?
Till it shuts down at 2 a.m.
No.
Yeah. Amy. Come on, Amy.
College Amy.
These guys should let their wife shave their faces.
Yeah, come on. We do
commit
the least
you can do. For a bit.
Shave
for a bit.
Face.
Amy, if Bobby told me to do this as a bit, I'd be in a heartbeat. Like, sorry, babe, gotta go.
Come on.
I'm sure to be tired. Okay, but there's a limit on like consumption and
1 a.m. instead of 2.
Okay.
We have a deal, boys!
Yeah!
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Samantha in Ohio.
Hello.
Hey, I just like yelling Ohio like that. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling this morning. What's going on?
Well, I have a question for Lunchbox.
Okay.
I don't know if he's still going having the go around with the Property Brothers and his house and the neighbor and.
Yeah, so Lunchbox tried to get on the Property Brothers TV show, realized he had to pay how much yourself?
$70,000 minimum.
And then he was like, I'm out. But then, in a twist of fate, his literal next door neighbors have the Property Brothers working on their house now. How is that going?
They have wrapped. They are finished.
Wow.
Yeah, construction, remodeling, everything. They are done. The final scenes have been shot. Now I guess they're editing it and to air it on TV. But the Property Brothers have moved on. The house is complete.
Did you ever go meet them?
I saw them through the bushes.
But you like never went over?
No,
like...
I never went over and said hello to them because they weren't there very often, only like 3 or 4 times.
Does it show you that TV's not real at all? Like, they're really not there except for right when they need to be there, then they're out.
No, it's real because the work gets done, and on TV, they only show them doing a little bit of the work. They don't act like they're doing all the work.
They don't?
No.
Okay. I've never seen that
Even
show.
Even the one with the tool belt, he's not there.
Because I feel
day.
Like he's building the whole house.
Yeah, it looks like they're there all the time.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
It looks like they're there a lot.
Like the tool belt guy, I feel like he's building it like the Amish people build their houses. They lift it up.
They do, yeah.
And then I feel like the guy in the suit and tie is always sitting outside with the typewriter. Like, always.
A typewriter.
Yeah.
But the one thing they do trick you is they act like they go look at a bunch of houses. They don't really, because they use my next door neighbors to shoot them in front of it and be like, yeah, this house is really nice, but it's just not exactly what we're looking for.
Oh, fakers.
Yeah.
Oh,
really? Why did they knock on my door?
Come on. No, because they'd have been like this.
Lunchbox's front yard looks good.
No, inside his house, though. If they'd have seen it in the window, they'd have been like.
What's that smell?
Is that a hoarder? Samantha, does that answer your question?
That does.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate you. Man, thank you for calling so early in the morning. Appreciate you.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Man, how about that update? And there's a little bow on that story.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Elise in Austin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Really good. What can I help you with?
I am going in for a job interview today, and I just wanted you to get me pumped up and ready for it.
Oh, you need to be pumped up.
Yes.
What kind of job is this?
A teaching job.
Did you just finish school?
I did. I'm an older college graduate. I'm 34, my first job out of college.
Your first interview. Teaching job out of college.
Yes.
Wow. Well, what happens if you don't get it? Here's the question. What happens if you don't get this job?
I guess I would
you go do another interview until you get a job, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That question right there, I only asked you that question because, okay, what's the worst case scenario? You don't get this job. So then you go to another one. So all the pressure is not on this one.
That's true.
Like, you don't get it, you get better at job interviewing, and you go try to get a second job. Like, there is no... The only pressure you put on yourself is the pressure you put on yourself. So go in thinking, hey, if I don't get it, I'll go do another one. There's nothing to this. It's not like you're interviewing to be the CEO of AT&T or it's one job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
yes.
We need a lot of great teachers. There are a lot of great teachers needed all over the place. You feel like you're a great teacher?
I do, yes.
What are you teaching?
Elementary school.
So... I know a lot of places that need great elementary teachers, and if you don't get this one, you'll be better interviewing. You get another one. And what if it's not in the? What if it's not? This is not your plan to have this job.
Right. It's just a little nerve wracking.
Nervous because why? Why do you get nervous?
Because it's important.
Because it matters.
It means
That's
something.
Right. That's right. And how often in life do things mean something? Not very often. So it's awesome that you're nervous. You got it.
Thank you.
And if you don't get this one, who cares if you don't get this one? You'll get the next one. You'll be nervous the next one, too. You know why? Because it matters.
Yes.
And if it ever doesn't matter, you stop doing it.
That's true.
Did that work? I just said words. You feel inspired at all?
Yes. Yes, I do. It worked, and I feel ready, and I'm pumped, and I'm going to kill it.
Remember, take your heart, get your heart rate low, and ask a lot of questions. Because people, when they're interviewing you, you ask them questions. They're like, wow, they really care. They're not just trying to get a job. Like, they care about the job they're getting. And there's a difference.
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you later.
I appreciate you.
Sometimes I hope that helps, sir.
Sounded like it did. I saw her confidence in her voice go up.
Nerves are good. I like nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Nerves always means it matters, even if it's not good. But I like nerves. Nerves make me feel alive. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, check out this game. It's called the before and after game. So, it's a, for example, if I say, Amy, Australian country singer and chain of hipster retail stores. That would be Keith Urban Outfitters.
Oh, got it.
Okay. Got it.
Ready, Amy? Farm tour headliner and actor who plays Walter White on Breaking Bad.
Luke Bryan Cranston.
Nice. Lunchbox.
Yeah, I'm here.
The redheaded stepchild and the former South African president.
Redheaded stepchild. I know it's Nelson Mandela, but who? What in the redheaded stepchild?
The redheaded stranger, Bones.
I don't know. I'm just reading what Mike wrote.
Stranger. Oh, I got it. I got it.
Go ahead.
Willie Nelson Mandela.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh.
I blame Mike D on that question.
Yeah, not stepchild.
That is pretty dumb that I read that. Best-selling solo artist of all time and best-selling country duo, Amy.
Oh, my goodness.
Best-selling solo artist of all time and best-selling country duo. Talk it out.
Garth Brooks and Dunn.
Nice.
What up?
Good job. Good job.
How about this one? The Chief and a fast food chicken chain. Lunchbox.
Oh. Eric Church's Chicken.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is fun. Eddie, keep going.
Eddie, ready?
Come on, come on.
Best-selling pop diva and winner of American Idol Season 4.
What?
Best-selling pop diva and the winner of American Idol Season 4.
Oh, come on, Eddie. Come on, Eddie.
Beyonce.
Lunchbox, take it away.
Hicks.
Mariah Carey Underwood.
Nailed it.
Oh, my goodness.
Amy, last one.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Tattooed country bad boy and the former voice of the Aflac Duck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Brantley Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah!
It's a funny game.
That was funny, except for Mike John the stepchild reference. Mike D the stepchild reference.
Hey, it happens.
Stepchild. That's a fun game.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
You know, I do the show from my house called The Bobby Cast, and lots of artists and songwriters stop by. I put together a list because I think you guys will find it interesting. These are the top five biggest trucks that have come to the house.
Trucks? Okay.
Yeah, because I always go, after we finish, I walk them downstairs in my house, walk to the front door, we have a goodbye, and I really just go to see what kind of car they drive, see how rich they are.
Yeah.
Top five biggest trucks that have come to my house. Number five, Dierks Bentley.
Oh.
Number four, Eric Paisley.
Really?
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah.
Now we get to the top three. These were all monster trucks.
Define big truck.
Yeah, so these get bigger. They're progressively getting bigger.
Yes, okay. These are monsters.
Wow.
Like, those other two are big. But number three, Kip Moore has a monster truck.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Kip's truck?
Yes, because I see him at the grocery store all the time.
You follow him out?
No, but we're checked out around the same time, so we just walked out together.
His truck is so big it would seem hard to park.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Preston from Low Cash.
Big truck.
Humongous and tricked out.
Oh, yeah, I can see it being tricked out.
And, yeah, I think it's got even got. I'm not sure, but I think it has a Low Cash emblem on it.
Yeah. No, stop it.
No.
I think. Maybe it doesn't.
Smart advertising.
Like, letters LC. In Old English on the back?
Not in Old English, but number one, Jaron Johnston from the Cadillac 3. His truck was so big, it couldn't fit in my driveway.
Really? And he's a little guy.
Nah, he's a little. I wouldn't say he's a little guy.
Okay,
but he's a skinny.
All those guys sort of are, except for Paisley.
Interesting observation. Wait, there, Amy.
What are you saying, Amy?
I don't know.
Yeah, but Jaron Johnson's truck from Cadillac 3 was so big. He was like, "Dude, I couldn't even park in your driveway. Sorry, I had to park on the side of the street." It was a monster. That's something, though, Amy. You say the little guys have big trucks. I wonder. I would never think that, but you.
I wasn't saying
that. Yeah, good one, Amy.
Amy's husband has a huge truck.
Say that.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, it's not.
You know what they say? The bigger the truck, the more gas
they
put in it.
Yeah.
The morning corny.
What has four wheels and flies?
What has four wheels and flies?
A trash truck.
That was the morning corny.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Supposed to floss your dog's teeth? That sounds weird.
Yeah, that's what my vet was saying. You should start as a puppy so your dog gets used to it, and then it'll be no problem by the time they're older. And I was like, okay, well, my dog's 11, so we're just going to go ahead and live that floss-free life. Like, she's good. I cannot traumatize her by pinning her down to floss her teeth. I can't even brush her teeth. I've tried. It just doesn't happen. So, yeah, we just deal with it.
It does make sense that if there are teeth, you should floss them, but we're just not hearing about this. And again, my dog's not taking the flossing. No. My dog doesn't take the brushing.
But I have been pouring the special doggy mouthwash into her water bowl, and it definitely has helped.
Yeah, I put like a squeeze of some stuff in there too.
Yeah. So that's as far as we go with dental care. We're good. She's 11.
You know, we just came around at the wrong time. Because in 10 years, our dogs are going to have...
braces.
They're going to have...
Stop.
Retainers after the braces.
They're going to have all that, man. And back in the day, you just left...
a night guard.
Them outside.
Like cavemen.
Yep.
Yeah. So, apparently, try to floss your dog's teeth. Let me know how that goes.
You really want me to try?
Well, is there dog floss, by the way? Because I'd probably end up getting something stuck in my dog's teeth.
She didn't try to sell me anything specific, so at least she didn't have it. Because I feel like every time I go to the vet, they're trying to like, you need this for your dog.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's like the oil change place?
Yeah.
You know what? We found a little something wrong with the kidney. We're going to need you to...
I can just use some of mine. I'll try.
Okay. No, don't get it stuck. Does anyone brush their dog's teeth here?
Negative.
No.
Yeah, I don't either. And I don't think that's crazy anymore. 5 years ago, that was crazy. But our dogs are all older than that.
Okay, I'll try floss.
No, I just said dog.
I thought you said you wanted me to try. My gentle glide isn't going to get stuck in her
teeth. Okay, let me know how that goes.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
There was a caller that called in yesterday and said that Lunchbox's unemployed wife actually worked with her. Now, what the listeners didn't know is I saw the call on and I thought it was just rubbish. And I thought it was somebody who was kidding. And I was like, and I looked at Lunch, like off the air. I was like, didn't we even put this call on the air? Because is she like secretly working somewhere and you don't want her to know? And he was like, no, put her on the air because it's not true. So I put this caller on the air. And she goes, I think Lunchbox's wife works at Topgolf with me. And Lunch, this is no like radio game. And he was like, that is not true. She does not work at Topgolf. She's my... We hung up the phone, and he was, even after the break, he was like, that's the stupidest call I ever heard. Lunchbox goes home yesterday, has a talk with his wife.
And I might be the worst husband ever because my wife has a job, and she's been employed for about a week and a half. And she said, no, what do you think I'm doing on my computer all day? And I said, well, I thought you were looking for jobs. Well, there's no place to work yet, so she works from home. And she's been going to these she's been to like two recruitment events. I thought she was going to these recruitment events to try to get hired. And in fact, she was running the recruitment events to hire people. And so she works there. Like she has a job. So that caller wasn't crazy. Like I thought, I am just terrible. And I didn't ask my wife anything because I was like, well, if there's no news, I don't want to ask her and bring it up. So
you don't want to keep going, hey, how's that job search coming when there's nothing?
Right. And she goes, no, I told you. And I was like, I don't know if you did. So
many layers to this. One, the fact that he didn't know his wife had a job. Like, that to me is crazy.
Yeah.
But two, like, I don't know if you guys saw me do it, but I went over lunch and I said, hey, this caller, like, thinks you're, have you just not told us? And he's like, no. Like, my wife does not work at Topgolf. And so we put her on and Lunch yelled at the caller and everything.
I was telling her how stupid she was. And like, I mean, and I'm just blown away. Like, I'm so confused by it. But yes, okay, caller, I apologize. You were right. Like, I was wrong. And
do you get to play free Topgolf, though, is the question.
That is going to be, I assume I'm going to be playing for free if I want to.
What does she do at Topgolf?
Like, she does, like, customer relations stuff. I don't know exactly.
Recruitment. Wow. Yeah, right. Like that.
I didn't even know she worked there until about 12 hours ago.
She does recruiting.
Bobby,
she hires people.
Baby steps.
Isn't that crazy?
He doesn't.
Yeah,
know that.
It's real crazy.
Yeah, because it's not like it. She got hired like a day. It'd been like a week and a half.
Yeah, he thought she was going to get job. She going guys- to. He thought she was going to the job fair.
Yeah, I did.
She was unemployed.
Yeah.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, a special treat. Lindsay L is back today. Lindsay L has an album called The Project that came out on Friday. And you've been out doing a lot of stuff for the past few days.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
I think we should play a game. You play a game?
Yeah.
I'll play you a famous guitar solo. You give me the song. Right?
Okay.
This should be pretty easy. I think you can get most of these.
Uh-oh.
Number one.
Stairway to Heaven.
That is correct. Amy, your turn.
Oh. I'm playing her against her?
Yes.
Okay, great.
You're playing.
I knew that one, Eric Clapton.
No, that was Led Zeppelin.
Dang it. All right, hit me.
Oh. Breathe out.
That's Bush.
Okay. And on. Is that the song now?
What is that?
And on. Nirvana. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Correct.
Dang, Amy.
1-1.
What up?
All right. Lindsay. Oh, here you go. I kind of gave it to her. You know what? You know what this is?
I think so.
Go ahead.
EVH?
Van Halen, Eruption.
Yeah, Eddie Van Halen. Yeah.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, you she can't said pick the guitar yet. It's the band.
Oh. Okay, sorry.
Did she get that point, Eddie?
Yeah, she
too
said
cool for the
she
room?
Did say Van Halen.
She said EVH, Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, because that's how you talk when you play guitar.
Oh.
I mean.
Do we give it to her or not?
Yes.
Give it to her.
All right, we give it to her. All right. Lindsay, how about this one?
This, wait, I know this. Why am I blanking? Just a second. Play the solo. No, I need more than that.
No, I'm sorry. 3 seconds. 2-1. Freebird.
Oh, yeah. Obviously. Oh, my goodness.
All right. How about this solo?
Tennessee Whiskey.
That's correct. There you go. Good. Do you know any of these, Amy?
Yeah, I knew the Tennessee Whiskey.
There's no way you get this one.
Wait, let it play for a minute. I feel like... I
The know. Outside... The Outsiders.
Amy, Lindsay.
Right.
Oh, it's Eric Church.
Yeah.
Outsider.
Right. Yeah. Right. I'm like, I know this song. Yeah.
I'll give you one more. Name the solo here. How about this one?
Is this me?
Mm-hmm.
Voodoo Child?
Yeah.
Hendrix?
Yeah.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Voodoo Child?
Hendrix? Okay, yeah, but there was like nothing had played yet, really.
Well, that's a pretty famous. Do you play that?
I do, yeah. I don't have a wah pedal, but
oh, you don't?
It's like.
See, that's kind of, if she had a wah pedal.
That would do it.
That would do it, yeah. Amy, can you name this one? Ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Miranda Lambert.
Yep.
County Road 109.
No, not quite the right highway.
I'm gonna let my shotgun take my girls and run
them. Yeah.
Gunpowder and lead.
Nice. That's where it goes. Go.
Wait, it.
You just have to wait for a minute with Amy.
Yeah.
I mean, I was the same way.
Wait for it.
She gets there. It just takes her a little bit. You want one more, Amy?
Yeah.
How about this one?
Well, Roll Over Beethoven. That's what I think of. But there's also Go Johnny Go.
Neither are the title of the song.
The second one is closer.
Go.
Johnny Go. Same artist. Chuck Berry, Johnny B. Goode.
Yeah, okay. dog. That movie, Beethoven.
Roll over Beethoven. Yeah. You don't think of Back to the Future?
Nope, I guess not. I was picturing that big old, like, St. Bernard dog or something, yeah. Whatever it was.
Beethoven.
Yeah, Beethoven.
Yeah, Beethoven the dog. All right. Lindsay, thank you for coming back by.
Thank you,
Any
guys.
Other questions, Amy, you want to ask her that from listeners?
I mean, I did tell you some stuff came in, but...
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Throw one out there real quick.
All right. Miranda F. wants to know, do you want kids? If so, do you want them in the near future?
Wow, Miranda, just getting right to it. I want to be married before I have kids. So that would mean Bobby would need to propose, which I don't even know when that would happen.
This interview is so stupid.
No, but
so,
I mean, some women don't want kids.
I definitely want kids. Okay. Yes, I just feel like it's the next chapter of my life.
Yeah, and you're focused on career right now. Yeah. So like, you're like, fine, I can have kids in 5 years.
As is Bobby. Yeah.
Fully focused on career.
I wasn't asking
fully focused.
For you, about you, Bobby. I wasn't asking about you and kids. I wasn't even asking. Miranda F. was.
You're handpicking these questions that are getting me in trouble.
Well, that one came in and I was like, dang, I don't even know if Lindsay wants kids. So I was like, I'm going to ask that.
Of course, yes.
Well,
absolutely.
I don't know. Some people are like, no, I don't want kids.
Any other questions? One more question. Lindsay L. is in here. Download the project. That's her album. Go ahead.
Well, Jacob L. says, if Bobby got down on one knee and proposed right now.
No, don't answer that question.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I hate this game. That's a wrap.
Okay, I got it. Katie R. wants to know, if Bobby had to move to another city for a big career opportunity, would you pack up and move with him?
Dang.
Wow. I know. Yeah. That's a good question.
That was so good.
I've thought about that, actually.
You have?
I'm not going anywhere.
I haven't even thought about that, and I sometimes have to pack up and go with him.
That's true.
Actually, I have packed up and gone with him. So
that's true. The good part about what I do is I live in my suitcase so much on the road, so it doesn't really matter where my home base is.
Yeah, that's like my husband. He's a pilot. He can live wherever.
Exactly. Yeah. He can fly wherever. Yeah, so if Bobby had to move somewhere, yeah.
There we go.
I'd move with him.
There's Lindsay L. Download some of the music from the project or all the project. So we'll leave you out with a song called Castle, and then we'll get out of here.
Okay,
I think I'm done.
You think or you
I'm
know?
I'm sifting through, but I think we're done.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Lindsay L., thank you.
Thanks, guys. Lindsay. You're awesome.
Nothing like a two-day Bobby beat-up fest here on the show.
I just feel like it was that.
Yeah, a little bit.
I could win the lottery tomorrow and still want to win on a ticket next week. There's always going to be something better, because the top is never high enough to reach. There's always going to be more money, more fame, more chances you can take. You forget what you can lose when you only see what you can gain. Even when the sun is shining, we just see the shadow. We want to win the war so bad, we don't care about the battle. Once you feel the fire, it feels like nothing holds a candle. And even if we had a house up on a hill, I bet we'd want a castle.
All right, that's a wrap. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
You're welcome.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you.
I feel weird now.
Yeah. Imagine me the last couple interviews.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'll bring it up. I know it's uncomfortable, but I'll bring it up. So there was a picture of Cassidy Pope, and I know Cassidy, and I like Cassidy a lot. But she posted a picture, and it's really an attractive picture, and she had... Have you seen the picture, Amy?
Yes, it's so cute.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is.
Cute is not the word that us guys would use.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
We'd say it's hot. She has like abs, and it's just like, and she has like on these pants, and it's a top, look like a bra. I mean, it's a hot picture. And I was looking at it on Twitter, and I almost liked it, but then I thought, ooh, better not do that.
Why? What's wrong with liking it? That's what she put it up is to get likes.
Do you
I'll
not
like
want Cassidy to see that you liked it, or you don't want your girlfriend to see that you liked it?
Mostly that second one.
Okay.
Because, again, I know Cassidy.
I just liked it. Boom.
But it's like a hot picture. It's not like, check out my new song about my puppy.
See, I almost did the same thing, but mine was more like, I don't want to come off creepy. Like, if I like it, she's going to be like, oh, why did he like
she's
that
not
picture?
She's not 12.
Yeah, but Eddie, you do come off creepy sometimes.
Yeah, see, I didn't want that to go down.
Okay.
But I thought about it, Bones. I was like, cursor over that little heart, and I was like, do I like it? No.
I did know too, but it was, yeah. I just didn't want, and Lindsay wouldn't have said anything to me.
Yeah.
But I didn't want her being like, oh, in her head.
Yeah, what's the meaning behind the picture? Can you, because I think I know.
It means I'm back.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. She's got the short hair. She's showing off the stomach. She's like, come and knock at my door.
Dang.
Or she's selling a Volkswagen. It's right behind her.
Oh.
But anyway, I wanted to bring that up. We were talking about that off the air. We'll, BobbyBones.com. We'll put that on our website. But
yeah.
Amy, if your husband liked that picture, would you be okay with that?
I mean, I guess so.
Exactly. You had to think about it.
It's super cute, though. Like, it makes me want to cut my hair.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Makes me want. Yeah. Nice. All right, gonna play it. Makes me want to play a song.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Lunchbox back out on the streets. Talking to people who had way too much to drink. We always start off with a $20 bet, Amy.
Yep.
The money goes to charity. Whomever loses, we got a few of these clips. He talks to people, asks them a trivia question, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
What's going on, my man?
Jimbo from St. Louis.
Tell me about your life.
Why, I'm the average guy, all right? What do you want? This is not on, man, right?
Well, tell me your philosophy. What is life all about?
It's about picking up hot chicks and, like, just, like, living life.
What is the third planet from the sun?
All right, had a little drink. Third planet from Mercury, Venus.
My very energetic.
Earth. There you go. Does he get Earth for $20? Amy, your choice?
No.
No.
Oh, that's probably the easiest one to get, huh?
You said no? Do you want to stay with it?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't understand your
answers. Saying no. I'm okay. Sticking with it. No.
Eddie, is that how you talk to your 9-year-old?
Yeah, it's exactly what it's like.
Okay. I'm sticking with my original answer of no.
Say Earth.
Mars.
Oh,
yeah!
Come on. All right.
What up?
I'm down $20.
Yeah.
Double or nothing.
What is alcohol doing for you tonight?
It's doing some good things. We're not where we need to be, but I think we'll be there by the end of the night.
Tell me about your biggest fear in life.
A bunch of insects on my body crawling inside a small case. Like 10 million spiders, 10 million insects on my body.
What in the world?
Crawling all over me. That's my biggest fear.
How many ounces in a pound?
16.
Dude, does he get it right? I'm not asking you the questions. You're not the drunk one.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Or is she?
He does not get it.
You say no.
Nope.
Lunchbox, the answer is?
16.
16.
Boom. We're back even.
He hasn't had enough.
Oh, he needs more to drink?
There are two
more left.
Okay.
What have you had to drink tonight?
I've had a margarita, a pina coladas, a couple beers.
What makes alcohol so fun?
Makes you laugh and have fun and enjoy life. It's girls' weekend.
If the president and the vice president die, who becomes president?
Now, do you know the answer?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Speaker of the House.
Okay. Does she get it? And how much do you want to bet on it?
She doesn't get it.
And how much do you want to bet on
it? What are my options?
Any amount you want.
$40 make you holla.
Okay. $40 make you holla.
Yeah.
According to Amy.
Okay.
All right. You say she doesn't get it.
Yeah.
Okay, for $40.
Bobby Bones.
Oh, come on. Give me a break.
What up?
Wow.
Give me
That's
a break.
That's amazing. No, give me $40. Make you holla.
Stop saying that.
Amy, you're not the drunk one here in the segment. There's one more segment. Double or nothing. Ready?
Okay.
All right.
Tell me about you.
What?
Double on 40?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me about you.
I'm just chilling. Been drinking all day in Nashville, having a good time. Bobby Bones rules.
And what have you been drinking?
Wild turkey, baby. Only thing that's better.
What makes you a good person?
That I drink wild turkey.
What do you do for fun? Tell us about yourself.
I drink wild turkey, play a little basketball on the side. That's about it.
Who is the vice president?
Okay. $40.
Man, he sounds like... Never mind.
He sounds like what?
Yeah, I want to know now.
Yeah, what does he sound like?
No. Not saying. Yeah, he knows who it is.
He knows it's Mike Pence.
Yes.
Okay, for $40. It means 80. If he hits Mike Pence, I lose. I'm done. $80. Donate to Amy's charity. Come on. Say Mike Pence. Wait, do you get it? You say he does or doesn't?
No, I think he gets it.
Okay, miss it. Say Dan Quayle. All
right, here we go. Donald Trump Jr.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Is that for reals?
Did you hear the answer before that?
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Was he then like, JK, 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 is Mike Pence?
Sorry, no. Nothing, even.
All right.
Who do you think he sounded like?
Nothing. I'm not saying.
Come on.
Say it.
No
hold
way.
On. Hold on, let me listen again.
Tell me about you.
I'm just chilling. Been drinking all day in Nashville, having a good time. Bobby Bones rules.
Who does that sound like?
I don't know. You gonna tell us?
Country singer?
You're just
like...
not gonna tell us?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. There we go. Oh, no baby. Winner. Oh, there we go. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. All right, we're out. Thank you for hanging out with us here on Tuesday. Our website is bobbybones.com, and we appreciate you guys for tweeting and Instagramming. Mr. Bobby Bones is the name. We'll see you guys on Wednesday's show. Thank you so much, and hope your Tuesday is awesome. Bye. Bobby Bones.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.